Whānau Ora providers have told the High Court that the Health Ministry's refusal to hand over the vaccination information of all Māori is inconsistent and a breach of the Treaty of Waitangi. But the Crown says to do so would be a serious breach of privacy and could actually derail the vaccination rollout for Māori. Our Māori News reporter Jamie Tahana has been following today's proceedings and joins us now. Tēnā koe, Jamie. Can you remind us what this whole case is all about?
Yeah, so whānau ora providers are, you know, the Māori organisations on the ground providing vaccines in the Māori communities, trying to boost that rate. They want data for all Māori held by the Health Ministry. So that includes the likes of phone numbers and addresses. So they can, they say, tailor vaccination programs to boost Māori rates, you know, phone calls or mobile clinics and the like. Of course, Māori are fast becoming the worst affected by the Delta outbreak, more than half of all new cases and rapidly rising. And Māori are still well behind in the rollout, some 20% back. The Health Ministry, though, will only release some data, that of people who are registered with or who have used a whānau ora provider before. It's also agreed to release other data, but that would be anonymised. The Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency, it's been called Waka in court all day, says this will be largely useless to it if it's going to get to the really hard-to-reach communities, which, as we're getting late in the program, is becoming, you know, the main group.
So Waka, that commissioning agency, what did they tell the court today?
Its lawyers argued the data would greatly improve targeted vaccination programs and would help it reach those largely Māori communities that are proving hard to access. They said, as I just said, it would involve phone calls by people who engaged with these communities on a day-to-day basis. And with the spread of the Delta outbreak, they said such a targeted approach is needed now, with the disparity becoming quite stark. On the data, one of its most significant points was that the Health Ministry has given the same information it's asking for to Healthline for its outreach campaigns. It also gives whānau ora providers access to data for other campaigns, like those who've missed measles, mumps and rubella vaccines. They argued these are a glaring inconsistency.
How did that go down? What did the Crown say?
Well, the Crown argued that releasing Māori data would be a breach of privacy. It's reluctant to release such data. It said it was taking a wait-and-see approach, and vaccination rates for Māori are improving without it. You know, there were 140,000 Māori who've had a jab since the challenge was filed. They said they'd only release the data as a last resort if they really hit a wall, although when asked what that point might be, they said they didn't have one. The Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency, of course, argued this was akin to allowing the issue to percolate when the need to vaccinate is now. The Crown also said it was concerned that releasing the data could further undermine efforts in a community that's already sceptical of the state. That would just add to the distrust.
A bit of discussion around the treaty and tikanga today?
Yeah, they were both invoked quite substantially from both the Crown and the Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency. The agency argued that there's an obligation to facilitate a kaupapa Māori program and to ensure equitable outcomes. Tino Rangatiratanga provides that Māori providers should be fulfilled and given full access without obstacle. There was no dispute that the Crown had an obligation under the treaty as an overarching principle, but there was discussion about how it's implied in this instance.
So what actually happens now, Jamie?
Justice Gwynne reserved her decision but noted the urgency needed for one to be released. She wouldn't put a number of days but said a decision would be out as soon as possible.
Kia ora, Jamie. That was Jamie Tahana with that update today on the court case with the Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency trying to get some vaccine data from the Crown. No doubt we'll have more updates on those throughout the coming days.